Other disclosures. Required disclosures. In Texas, most sellers prepare a seller's disclosure notice, and the seller is responsible for its accuracy. The agent's role is to encourage honesty and full disclosure. While it is a broker's responsibility to discover and disclose that there may be problems on a property, that responsibility is limited to areas accessible for visual inspection. Agents should never fill out the seller's disclosure notice. Errors and omissions insurance can protect a broker if the seller misrepresents property condition, the broker is unaware of the misrepresentation, and could not have detected it by visual inspection. Material facts that should be questioned and disclosed include land/soil conditions, pest infestation, toxic mold, and other interior environmental hazards, structural issues, roof, doors, foundation, windows, condition of electrical and plumbing systems and fixtures, location within natural hazard or specially regulated areas, nuclear power plant, landfill, floodplains, wetlands, endangered species, etc. Potentially uninsurable property. Known alterations and additions. Public controls, statutes, and public utilities to be disclosed include zoning and planning guidelines, school districts, utility districts, tax districts, property owners association membership, latent or hidden defects such as encroachments, zoning, or deed restrictions must also be disclosed. The agent's responsibility is to verify statements included in marketing information, such as the age of improvements, the size of the lot and building, and property tax amounts. The use of information supplied by builders and tax records is advised. Mold. Molds are fungi that can be found indoors and outdoors. No one knows how many species of fungi exist, but estimates range from tens of thousands to perhaps 300,000 or more. Molds grow best in warm, damp, and humid conditions, and spread and reproduce by making spores. Mold spores can survive harsh environmental conditions, such as dry conditions, that do not support normal mold growth. If mold is visible in a property, it should be removed. The removal of mold is called remediation. Property owners can assess and remediate their own properties without a license. However, if they use a contractor, the contractor must be licensed by the Texas Department of State Health Services. Mold remediators must provide a certificate of mold remediation no later than 10 days after completing the work. The certificate verifies that the mold has been removed and certifies, with reasonable certainty, that the underlying cause of the mold has been corrected. Receiving a certificate of mold remediation is an advantage for a homeowner, because it prevents an insurer from making an underwriting decision on the property based on previous mold damage or claims. Texas law requires the seller of a property to provide the buyer with copies of all certificates of mold remediation received for the property during the 5 years preceding the sale. Additional hazardous substances and conditions. Radon is a naturally occurring, colorless and odorless gas produced by the decay of radioactive materials in rocks under the ground. Radon enters homes through the foundations. HUD does not require radon testing for FHA loans. Mitigation is the term used to describe methods used to lower levels of radon in homes and other buildings. Asbestos is used to insulate pipes, inside chimneys and roofs, in flooring materials, and in siding. Problems arise in its removal. The dust can be extremely hazardous. There is no duty for the seller to remediate the presence of asbestos, simply to disclose it. The area must be sealed off, and then the asbestos must be removed. The building does not have to be tented. It is better to encapsulate asbestos than to remove it. An asbestos abatement plan outlines the method to handle the control of asbestos found in a property. UFFY. Urea, formaldehyde. Foam insulation is pumped into walls as foam. It hardens and insulates. Moisture softens the hardened material and causes the release of hazardous gas. Improperly constructed landfills or waste disposal sites can lead to groundwater contamination. Disclose the locations, Recommend water testing. Underground storage fuel tanks can cause groundwater contamination if they are old, rusty, or leaking. Sometimes found on both commercial and residential properties, these are commonly called USTS. Recommend water testing. Farming herbicides and pesticides are other sources of groundwater contamination. Recommend water testing. EMFs, electromagnetic fields caused by high-tension power lines, are a controversial topic. Know their location and disclose. Permitted disclosures. While not required, certain disclosures can be made at the seller's or license holder's discretion. A property where there has been a murder or alleged haunting is stigmatized. A property can be considered stigmatized if it is in the vicinity of the residence of a known sexual offender. Megan's Law is a federal law requiring all states to release information to the public about known convicted sex offenders, when necessary, to protect the public's safety. Megan Conca was a 7-year-old girl who was murdered on July 29, 1994, in New Jersey. The law was created in response to her death. License holders are not required to disclose the information, but should refer buyers to local information sources if buyers ask about this. Prohibited disclosures. State and federal regulations strictly prohibit certain information from being relayed to a potential buyer or seller and/or their agent. Section 11.0.1.556. Disclosure of certain information relating to occupants. Notwithstanding other law, a license holder is not required to inquire about, disclose, or release information relating to whether 1. A previous or current occupant of real property had, may have had, has, or may have AIDS, an HIV-related illness, or an HIV infection as defined by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention of the United States Public Health Service, or added by Acts 2001, 77th Legi, Chapter 1421, Section 2, effective June 1, 2003. Occupancy standards. While no strict rules regarding occupancy exist, the Fair Housing Act and HUD permit landlords to adhere to federal, state, and local standards, provided they are reasonable. These landlords may, with prior approval, implement reasonable standards for occupancy.